This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Today's sugya is on the Gemara Nivamas on Yedzayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara was dealing with the possibility of a Gentile marrying a Jewish woman. The Gemara says we're choshish for the Kedushin because maybe he's from the Aseres HaShvatim. Rashi said the scenario is his father was from the Aseres HaShvatim, his mother was a guy, and the child is a mamzer, and we're choshish for the Kedushin of a mamzer. And Rabbi Yochanan said they're all pasul, which Rashi explains meant that it could be the mother was a Jewish from the Aseres HaShvatim, and the child is therefore Jewish, and they married relatives. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi. However, when he said it to Shmuel, Shmuel was not concerned. But maybe the mother was Jewish. So the Gemara says the mothers were not fertile. And then the Gemara says a different Ika D'Amri, that Shmuel did not respond that there's no possibility of a Jewish mother, and if it's a Jewish father, the children are goyim. In other words, the first version, as Shmuel responded, that a Jewish mother is not possible because they didn't have children, and a Gentile mother, the children are goyim. But there's another version that what Shmuel said is a very interesting statement. That when Rabbi Yehuda told it to Shmuel, Kamrita, Kamed Shmuel, Amar Lei Lo Yizozu Misham, they did not move from there at Shasam of the Kacham until they made them Goyim, Gemurim, Shenemar, Bashem Bagadu. They were treacherous against Hashem, Kibanim Zarim Yulado, because they bore foreign children. This Lashon clearly is Mashma that the Chachamim deemed somebody from the Aseres HaShvatim, whose mother was Jewish and father was a Goy, they deemed the person them a guy, a full-fledged guy. And to me, this was a very interesting concept. How would the Chachamim have the capacity to take someone who's Jewish and say they're a Gentile? So the Ritva has a very simple way to deal with this. If you look in the Ritva says, Goy shekidesh v'zman hazeh choshen l'kedushav, shema me'aseres hashvatim. Now this is the first statement. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Ravasi, the Kasabra Yisrael Shaba Al Hagoya Havlad Mamzer Kiddush of Kiddushin Veshemo Zehu Mibnei Ashvatim Shabo Al Hagoya. Maybe a Jewish man lived with a Gentile V'ukim Beduchta Dekvi in a place where they're established, and that was a chshash. In other words, that was the first. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Ravasi. Ushmo Palgale the Savar Yisrael Habal Hagoya Vlada Kamaya. Shmuel argues because if the mother's a Gentile, the child is a Gentile. Veravino Savralav Sigyasa Kavase. And Ravina Paskins that way. Ula Divrei Akal, and according to everyone, Goy Shabaratzis Halalu, a Gentile in our lands ain't Choshish and Loi Klal. In other words, if you're invited to a wedding of Frank and Sprinza, you don't have to worry that maybe he's from the Aseres HaShvatim. Maybe he could be a Navajo Indian, he could be an Italian, he ain't from the Aseres HaShvatim. Aval goy shenizgayar v'chazar l'suroi, but a goy who converts and then goes back to his bad ways, let's say a goy converts, and he's mekayim all the mitzvahs, he eats matzah balls, he eats gefilte fish, and then he says, that's it, I don't want to eat that stuff anymore, and he goes back to his bad ways. Choy sheshen l'kedushav, l'maisa he's a yid, u'kedisa perka choyleitz. If a guy who converts and goes back to his bad ways is forever Jewish, it goes without saying a Jew who is Meshumud is a Jew. And we're choshes for his Kedushin. Mechein gitam get. And their get is a good get. Vafilu shenasu biyehudasam vigerusam. Even if they married while they were Jewish and they converted, and another proof, Ula El earlier, Timei Rabbi Yehuda Kismei Goyim Shatau V'Chazu L'Suram Kishel Yisrael. Remember Rabbi Yehuda Shita earlier, that a Jew who converted and rebelled against their newfound religion, their kesamim are tamei. Even though they sinned, they're Jewish. So we see once a Jew, always a Jew. And the Rabbanan only argue, Elamishim desabri shaloi hayo gerim e'aylam. Fine. So this is enunciating the principle, once a Jew, always a Jew. Even though you convert and you become wicked again, doesn't matter, you're a Jew forever. I asked the Ritva, v'hadar minon lo izazu misham ad sha'asam goyim gemurim. The Gemara says that the Chachamim did not let them move from there until they rendered them goyim. Says the Ritva, la'oysam belvad asuka goyim. First of all, it was only them. Not every Jew who acts improperly did the Chachamim consider a goy. It was only the Asaras HaShvatim they rendered a goy. And says the Ritva, it's not that they render them a goy. The pshat, as we know, anyone who gets married al daita the Rabbanan. Kol ha-mekadesh al daita Rabbanan is kadesh. And the Rabbanan were mafkia the kedushin. In other words, really, the kedushin is chal. Why are we not choishish for it? Because the Rabbanan were mafkia it. V'yivkiyu kedushayim. V'loy leger shechazar lesurai. Not, they didn't do this to a ger who went back to his bad ways. They were not mafkia the kedushin. V'lo Yisrael shetav and ishtamed. They didn't do this to a Jew who made a mistake and became a mashumed. K'demuchach b'ahi d'perk ha'choylatz. Now, so the Ritva is saying, don't get carried away with this yisoid, that we see that when Jews act like goyim and get mixed up among goyim, they're treated as goyim. It's not true. We only treat that particular Jew as a goy. And it's not like he's a goy, it's just that they're mafkia his kedushin and the chachamim have such a power. So we kept on asking, how do the Rabbanon say that someone who really has kedushas Yisrael is not a Jew? And the answer is they don't do that. They're mafkia the kedushin, like the chachamim have the capacity to do. When you get married, you say, Ariyah mekudeshas ikadas Moshe v'Yisrael. Kol ha-mekadesh adaita d'rabbanon mekadesh, and they're mafkia the kedushin. Now, says the Ritva, it's mistaber then, that if a convert goes back to his bad ways, or a Jew is mishumad, and now he wants to become a Jew again, by being mekabel the Torah, before, all he has to do is be mekabel the Torah before a bezdin. He doesn't need tefillah, because he's Jewish. Once a Jew, always a Jew. In other words, the Ritva says, you cannot extrapolate from this Gemara that if someone acts like a goy, they become a goy. No. Even if someone acts like a goy, they always remain a yid. It's only the Asaras HaShvatim, and it's only regarding Kedushin. And if somebody wants to return to the fold, they don't have to go to the mikvah. Avol nagu lahadvilam, the minog is to be toivel them. Fine. That is the pshat of the...
How does this fit with the lashon of the Gemara, though, right? It says, lo'izazu misham ad she'asom oivdei k'chavim gemurim, which is mashma, we're talking about that they became gaim again, not talking about their kedushin.
Right. So you have to say that the method with which the chachamim uprooted the kedushin is, the chachamim say that regarding kedushin, where that's under our jurisdiction, we can render him a guy, and thereby his marriage is never a marriage. Regarding everything else, they don't have the capacity to do that because Kedushas Yisrael is a reality. But since regarding Kedushin, the rabbis are in charge, they didn't just uproot the Kedushin. In other words, the Chachamim can't just uproot Kedushin. They have to have a methodology. So I guess you have to say, but you're raising a very good point. The Lashon is certainly mashma that they have a status of a full-fledged Jew, a full-fledged goy. But you, according to the Ritva, you'd have to say the way with which they uprooted Kedushin is by rendering him a goy.
I think that's what the Ritva means when he says, Hames Kedushay Hem, just like with the Mafkin Kedushin, Kedushay Hem of being a Jew. That's the way I read the Ritva.
I hear. So you want to say Vifkiu Kedushayhem doesn't mean their marriages, but rather their Kedushas Yisrael. La'oysam bilvad asu kagayim v'hifkiyu kedushayhem. Honestly, when I saw the Ritva quoted last night, I also read it that way. So, I would agree with you. I mean, the way with which they were mafkia the Kedushin is through saying they're not Jewish. How do you say someone's not a Jew? Regarding an area that's under our jurisdiction, we could say whatever we want. You are a Jew, but regarding Kedushin, you're not a Jew. Look in the Karanoira. Amar leiloi zazum yishamat shasam kavdekam gomorim. Ve'efshu loimar, de le'inyin kedushin kamar da'asam kavdekam. Regarding kedushin, we said they're goyim. De le'inyin zeh, hifkiyu a kedushin. Now here he doesn't say they're a mafkiyah, they're a kedushas Yisrael. He may mean that, but he says they're a mafkiyah, the kedushin. Aval sharmili, but for anything else, l'chayra i'efshu lasas kavdekachavim. You can't make them like a goy, kivin shivin adin, yisraelimim, because they're Jews. So I see, look, I mean, lishna dekrom, I see, the lashon of the pasuk that was quoted, the pasuk says, Bashem bagadu kibanim zarim yuladu. I'm lishna dekrom, demaisi, kibanim zarim yuladu, you gave birth to foreign children, mashma delachol mili ka'ive ke'chavim shavino. That regarding everything, they have a din of a goy, v'al pi hanaviyim v'ruach ha'koydesh na'asazos. This occurred through prophecy and the Divine Spirit. The Efsher, it could be the Chol Shenitma B'yamim HaKadmoinim, anyone who got mixed in the early days, Bein Oivde Koychavim, Hoyodinoi Lagamri Koivde Koychavim. Maybe he's trying to sort of expand that it's not just like the Aseres HaShvatim, but like any time in the beginning of the history of the Jewish people, somebody got mixed into the general population, there was like a Gzeres HaKosav almost, Bashem Bagadu, Kibanim Zar Milado, that they're Goyim. V'yesh L'kayim B'zeh, according to this, meaning, this is really what troubled me the whole time. Is there a methodology that the Chachamim could say somebody is Ois Jew? This would be Mekayim, the words of the Marshal, Shekosav Le'el, and Toises, the Remas Amarayinu, the Chol Shenag, Me'atz Me'kov, Chachamim, Loi Hoyo, Loi Din Yisrael. The Marshal, and maybe I'll show you, says that there's such a process that if somebody acts like a guy, they lose their status of being a Jew. Umarsha Hiksha loved how you saw Mumar or the Marsha asked, you can never lose your status of a Jew. Ulafi Hanal Yeshloimar, Shtakol Shenitma Bein Oide Kechavim, Hare Yehoya Bechlal Takanozu, Lehe also is Koivde Kechavim Gamor. Ula Inyan Masha Amruzal Alakutim. Oh, is there a way to flip this? Oh, what's this? Yeah. Akuznasam gavram nechla poiskim. Regarding that which the Chachamim say that kusim were made like goyim, the poiskim disagree. Igam lechol mili shavenu kodik Chachamim. Umikan rayav doigel cham gemurim heim. This approach would be a proof and evidence that they're mamish full-fledged goyim. Now, the Karen Oira brings support for this position that if in the early days, if somebody acted like a Gentile, they had a din of a Gentile. I'm just realizing now there's an interesting Gemara in Kedushin, unlike around Daf Chaf. The Gemara wants to know: do goyim have Yerusha midayraisa? So the Gemara says, yeah. It says, Ki le'esav nasati eseyer Yerusha. The Gemara wants to prove from Esav Goyim have Yerusha. And the Gemara says, V'dilma Yisrael Mumar Shani. Maybe Esav is not a Goy, he's a Yisrael Mumar. So I guess you could ask, what's the Gemara saying? V'dilma, and maybe. Esav's a Jew. His mother was Jewish. So you could say, well, maybe the Judaism didn't start yet until Matan Torah. And in fact, the Ramban and Chumash in Parshas Bahaloischa, in Parshas Shlach, at the end of Parshas Shlach, the Ramban brings a proof from that Gemara that the first Jew is Avram Avinu. If Esav is called the Yisrael Mumar, then the first Jew is Avram Avinu. But what's the tzad that Esav is not a Jew? Maybe the tzad would be this position that because he acted like a guy and he married goyim and he was conducting himself like a guy, and this was in the Doiros HaRishonim, so Midivrei Neviim, maybe Esav is not a Jew, he's Yisrael Mumar. Or we'll say like the Karen Aris first answer, no, it's only the Gabi Kedushin he's a guy, but he's not Mamish a guy. Look at this Mordechai. Va'ayin b'zev Mordechai b'perek ha'choyleitz l'inyin yavam mumar. Let's say the yavam is a mumar. The das ha'ga'oinim, he doesn't have to give chalitza. V'divrei harab rab avram ha'gadol sham. Basically, the Karen Aris is citing the Shita of the Mordechai, that if the Yavam is Yisrael Mumar, you don't need Chalitza. What do you mean you don't need Chalitza? He's Jewish! The only way to explain that is that somebody who acts like a guy is given a status of a guy. By the way, I would say that's not a Raya at all. Maybe it's only regarding Kedushin. Listen to this. Maybe regarding Kedushin, we treat him like a guy. So he was never married to this woman to begin with. So therefore, she's not Zakuk. Oh no. No, the Yavam is a Mumar. The Yavam is a Mumar. Interesting. The Karen Aris is proving from there that they have a full-fledged status of a guy. If you could take a look for a moment in the Marshal, if you have in the Gemara on the back, the Marshal and the Marsha. We'll end with this. This is all I got. The Marshal in two places says that when you act like a Gentile, you have the status of a Gentile. The Marshal, the first Marshal on Tezayin Amad Beis. Second Marshal, he says, "V'nichta v'tzidoi eved dekamar lav davka d'loy matzinu shei eved mi bas Yisrael l'shaman da'amar elo loymer k'shenoyeg atzmai k'oived k'ychavim harehu k'shar oived k'ychavim." When someone acts like a Gentile, he has the status of a Gentile, but k'mat she'ein b'hem din Yisrael, and k'mat they don't have the status of a Jew. V'davka k'shemizgayrim harehim k'sherim. And the Marshal asks on that the Marshal says this concept in two places, and he says, "V'davar tamua pirish v'chi mishum shenoy koyve kachom yia koyve kachavim shalai nechash lekadushin da kivan de baser imay shadina le Yisrael mumar mikri." The Marshal is asking the question that we sort of were troubled by from the time that we learned it, that once you're a Jew, hana the chachavim just say you're not a Jew. In other words, Marshal does not buy the Karen Aris second shot, but the Marshal does seem to accept the Karen Aris second shot. The simple way of learning the Gemara is like the Karen Aris first shot, like the Ritva, that the Chacham were only oiker the Kedushin. Okay, that's what I got for you on this. I don't have more than that. So Bezus Hashem, tomorrow night we will try to tackle Daf Yud Ches.
Even if we're talking about the Yavam,
who's a
Mumar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.